the darkness at thy speaking, it was done.
Welcome to Sermons from Zion Lutheran Church of Gwinner, North Dakota. Zion Lutheran Church is committed to the message of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of sins, for the church and the world. The following sermon is from Reverend Dr. Matthew Richard.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 16th chapter. Jesus said, "A little while and you will see me no longer, and again a little while and you will see me." So some of his disciples said to one another, "What is this that he says to us, 'A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me, and because I am going to the Father?" So they were saying, "What does he mean by 'a little while'? We do not know what he is talking about." Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him, so he said to them, "Is this what you are asking yourselves, what I meant by saying, 'A little while and you will not see me, and again, a little while and you will see me'? Truly, truly, I say to you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, your sorrow will turn into joy. When a woman is giving birth, she has sorrow because her hour has come. But when she has delivered the baby, she no longer remembers the anguish for joy that a human being has been born into the world. So also you have sorrow now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you." This is the gospel of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. We live our lives as Christians in this valley of tears. Yes, we Christians, that is you and I, we together with the vast amount of Christians from around this world, we live our lives in the valley of tears. Or as they poetically say, this vale of tears. The phrase, veil of tears, is a phrase that is often used to describe the tribulations of life that we Christians all experience in the here and the now, in the present time. In other words, from the time of your conception until your death, you and I, we travel and we labor through this valley of life, a valley that is characterized by tears and trouble and sorrow. Indeed, we live. And we breathe. And we have movement, not on the top of mountains, but more often than not, within the valley of tears. Considering this valley of tears, it is a valley that is dark. It contains hardships, suffering, and loss. It contains grief and persecution and pain. It is a valley that is clouded with gloom, where we experience the attacks of the devil himself, the struggles of our sinful nature, and the persecution of the world, and let us not forget, where we experience death itself. Now, for us as North Americans, though, we like to pretend that our lives are not in this valley of tears. That's right, we like to avoid, as North Americans, and more specifically as Americans, we like to avoid and pretend that we're not in this valley of tears. It makes us uncomfortable. Indeed, it makes us uncomfortable, and it goes against our ingrained view of entitlement. So we try to make peace with the darkness of the valley. We try to turn lemons of the valley into lemonade. We convince ourselves that we are overcomers. We say when we get knocked down, we get up again. Gonna never keep me down. And then when we stand as supposed overcomers, we look into this dark valley of tears and we roar as if we are invincible. We also like to buy every kind of gadget as Americans that promises to take us from the valley's tears to happiness. Every gadget that promises us an easier life. We are actually suckers, at least I am. We are suckers when it comes to those infomercials with their three easy payments. Then with all of our gadgets, we run to the positive messages that don't remind us of the valley of darkness. Yes, that valley of darkness that we are in. Oh, and don't forget death. We do everything possible to sanitize the effects of death. Plastic surgery can fix dying skin that sags on our faces. Makeup covers up the wrinkles of age. Rogaine attempts to reverse hair loss, and medication can temporarily reverse the effects of disease. We all dream that we can be like the Joneses down the street who have apparently and supposedly overcome the Valley of Tears. We long to be like them. All this stated, though, no matter how hard we try, no matter how hard we try to climb out of the Valley of Tears, or no matter how hard we try to deny it, there's no escape. The valley's walls are too steep, and the valley is too dark. No matter how hard we wipe away the tears, they keep flowing. They keep flowing until our last dying breath. In this life, my friends, the devil, he continues to attack us. Our sinful flesh always longs to sin and wreak havoc in our lives. And the world continues to spew forth lies. There's simply no bottom. There's no bottom to this stuff. Consider this example for a moment. The very fact that we do so much to avoid sorrow, that we do so much to avoid darkness and tribulations in this life, is actually evidence that we are in this valley of tears. The very fact that we long for the peace and security and rest and wholeness of the Garden of Eden is evidence that we are stuck in this valley of sadness, this valley of sorrow and grief. Now, I do not share this to be a killjoy to you, and I'm not trying to place a rain cloud over your heads, but rather I'm sharing this because this is the way that life really is. It is a reality. Life in this world is tough. In this earthly pilgrimage, the devil and the world will never stop assaulting you. If you speak the truth, the world rages in anger. It begins to curse and condemn and persecute, and you will endure its scorn and mockery, which then leads to tears. And if the world can whip out its sword against you, it will surely do that too, with Master Devil joining the fray, driving such poisonous, fiery darts into your heart that you will almost literally suffer a meltdown. Considering all this, when you experience this kind of suffering in the Valley of Tears, what do you do? And what will you do? Keep in mind that you cannot escape the valley. The walls on each side are too high. Also, you cannot turn around and get out of the valley. It is just simply too dark. Maybe you can give up. Yes, maybe you can give up. Maybe you can curse the valley, curse the world, curse God. But still, this does not change the fact that you are in the valley. So what should you do? What do you do in the midst of the Valley of Tears? What do you do as you journey in this life, in this dark valley of tears? Now, dear friends, first and foremost, do not panic and do not fret. Be still this hour and this moment and hear this right now. Did not Christ predict that there would be trials and suffering and pain in this life? He certainly did. However, our Lord Jesus Christ also said that this valley of tears will only be a little while. Yes, it will only be a little while. Truly, this valley of tears is only a little while. The comfort of the Christian is that this life on this earth is only a little while. It might seem strange, though, to consider our lives in this valley of tears to be a little while. However, when we measure our short lives to God's eternity, it really is a short time in comparison. Our lives are infinitely small compared to the amount of time that awaits us in eternity. Therefore, dear baptized saints, do not lose heart. Yes, do not lose heart. And do not grow faint this day. Do not grow weary. The valley of tears does not last forever. There is an end to this valley. There's an end to the tears. There's an end to the suffering. There's an end to the persecution, an end to sin, an end to pain, an end to the devil. It is only a little while. Be patient. Wait it out. take courage. Consider a woman, though. Consider a woman, though, about to give birth. Her agonies and contractions increase. Her laughter is silenced from the pain. She sees no end to the pain. In the midst of her labor, the contractions seem like an eternity of hurt. The pain blinds her from reality. Fear can take hold of her as she may wonder if she and the baby will actually be preserved through the anguish and pain of birth. However, objectively speaking, the labor is only a little while. There is an end to it. In a moment, all of her tears are turned to laughter, her fear is turned to victory, and her sadness is turned to joy. At once, the anguish and the pain and the fear and the doubt are all forgotten and wiped away as she hears and she sees her beloved newborn child in her arms. This exchange will be the same for the church, for you, and for me. As the church, we too are in this labor with these contractions of pain. Yes, the valley of tears is like the pain of labors. As with labor, though, our sorrows in this valley of tears will not last forever, but will be turned into eternal joy. Indeed, the valley is dark, but soon there will be a glorious day. We walk with the shadow of death in this valley, but soon there will be the light of life. We walk with evil around us in this valley, but in short while, the devil, sin, and the world will have their end. Dear baptized saints, you mustn't forget that the Lord Jesus Christ has all things in his hands. The wind and the sea, sickness and disease, and death itself have submitted and will submit to Christ once again. Therefore, dear Christians, let us confess this. Let the devil and the world and all the tyrants, let them storm and rage. Let them have their worst. Let them growl. Let them thrash around. For they can only do so as God permits, and they can only do it for a little while. As for the time being, as we continue to walk through this valley of tears, you baptized saints must cling to the promises of God's word, the promises that are for you. Continually receive the sacrament of the altar that is given and shed for you. Remember your baptisms where God's name was placed upon you, securing you. Patiently endure any misfortune, comforting yourself with the truth that the Lord is actually for you and with you in his word and sacraments. Comfort yourself with Jesus' word that this life is only a little while. Know that as tough as it gets in this life, that the Lord holds not only the beginning, but also the end of your life. Do not grow weary, and do not grow faint in the valley of tears. For the Lord grants power to the faint and increases the strength of those who have no strength. Wait for the Lord. And rest, dear saints, the Lord actually holds you. The day is coming that the valley of tears will end and all things will be made anew. Lift up your chins together. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. Do not fear the drops of tears from your eyes, for the Lord will not cast you aside. Sadness lasts only for a little while, and then will be changed into gladness. All grief will be swallowed up in the end, and pain will be remembered no more. All this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast sermon. You can access a full manuscript of today's sermon from Pastor Matthew Richard's blog at www.pastormattrichard.org or visit Zion Lutheran Church's website at www.ziongwinner.org. The Lord bless and keep you.